Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Lolita, a.k.a. Lo, and welcome to another episode of Take Action Real Estate Investing with your girl. Now, this show is going to be a little different, so not necessarily real estate investing, but boy, do I have a treat for y'all. So whatever you're doing, you need to turn up the volume, you need to get off Facebook. Your attention really needs to be on this interview because I have a really special guest. His name is none other than Mr. Darren Scott Monroe, a.k.a. the Chocolate Droid, the More Charge Money Man. Oh my God, I'm so excited that he is here. Darren has been featured in magazines such as Forbes, an entrepreneur. He's got over 20 years in the marketing background. He's worked for billion-dollar companies like Universal, DreamWorks, and Forbes, and I had the pleasure of working with him several months ago, and I'm just so excited. So without any further delay, Darren, thank you so much for taking time out to do this interview today.
Well, thank you for having me, especially since I'm trying to just get over my shyness here. So so glad to be here in front of the wonderful, you know, Low. Take action, Tick.
That's it. So if you don't mind, and just let me say this too, for those of you that's listening that's not in real estate, I don't care what kind of business that you're in, what kind of services you provide, you need to listen to this man. And Darren, if you don't mind, please share your story. I it's so powerful and so inspirational. Could you talk a little bit about your background?
Well, you said a little bit about it, but I'll just keep it real with you. Here's what I'm doing, and here's how it happened. I used to work for Universal. Works at all these big companies, but probably the biggest thing that's happened was that in 2005, while working for Clear Channel Radio, now known as iHeartRadio, largest radio station in the world, I was doing all of that wonderful stuff, and then out of nowhere, Hurricane Katrina came. I'm allergic to hurricanes and dying, so here me and my wife were fleeing halfway across to the South for freedom, just we could be alive, of course. I said, I'm never going to go work back for the man again. So I figured the best thing I could do is probably just go and do my own thing. So I started launching websites from a FEMA paid for hotel in 2005. Since then, I've sold over 50,000 programs, products, and services across 100 plus countries. I went from a metamorphosis of just selling low-end things to selling high-end things. And now I sell, I wouldn't necessarily say low, use the pun. I would say I sell anywhere from a $100 level all the way to as high as 70,000 plus program. And I learned how to charge more money. I said, man, I made a lot of mistakes. I see a lot of people out there making mistakes on charging premium. I should show other people. I was in a mastermind with people, and they were like, Aaron, you should show more people how to do that. And, you know, a couple of years ago, and I said, yeah, I guess I should. This is a call. And here I am.
That's fantastic. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you have a mentor or any kind of guidance when you first got started?
Nope. I would love to tell you I did. You know, yes, I had a mentor. They hugged me, and they looked like Obi-Wan, and they showed me the Force, and I could have these lifesavers and everything. No, because I ended up investing over $3 million in ignorance, because when I was charging, you know, my old companies like Universal and DreamWorks, they later on went on to become my clients, and I ended up undercharging myself, so I lost like $3 million of ignorance, and, you know, I wish I had a mentor and say, don't do that. But apparently, there was no way. I just had to learn as I go.
Well, you know what? And I appreciate you. And that's one reason why I asked the question, because, you know, I have different people on here, a lot of different people that I interview. And, you know, some have had privilege to have, you know, mentors in the beginning, and some haven't. But one thing that I've recognized, and even with me, when I first started, I didn't have a mentor. But, man, when it's in you, when you're hungry, when you have that talent, and you don't quit, you're going to figure things out. You're going to connect with the right people, right? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you never give up. You know, the high power, you know. That's it.
Yeah, that's the only way you fail. Only way you fail is if you quit or do nothing at all.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what I tell people all the time. As long as you keep going and you reassess what the actions you took, you assess them, and then you take out whatever wasn't working, do what does, and repeat the process, you're going to develop a line of consistency that's going to allow you to get to wherever you're going, because everybody who's ever become any kind of success that you talk about were people who just never gave up. They just kept going. In fact, that's what, you know, well, he wasn't a mentor, but he was like my boss. When I was working under Universal, I was working at Def Jam as well, and a guy worth about $3 million named Russell Simmons said to me, it must have been almost 20 years now ago. And he said, Darren, the only reason I came this far is because I just kept going. Everybody had more resources, more everything than me. I just kept going.
Yes. Love that. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. What was your biggest challenge you faced, you know, once you got started?
I would say, first of all, learning curve. I tell a lot of clients who was just starting out, they're like, oh, Darren, it's so much. I have to do so much. I'm like, yeah, tell you what. First of all, do it from a FEMA-paid-for hotel. Try that out. Two, come back at me when you these days they got a lot more. I started in 2005. These days they have a lot more platforms out there. We didn't have Facebook Insights, where you had partnerships with the three biggest credit companies in America, where you could find insights and demographics on people. They got 600 million plus Facebook groups that are having conversations. If you jumped into all the groups of your audience and found out what they were talking about, you can't tell me nobody's talking. They are. There's more groups than there are people in America. Okay, then they have things like Amazon bestseller, where on the back end they have so much detail about people who are talking about things that they needed or liked about a book that you could say, man, they're missing these elements out of these books in this area, and you can find that out right now for free. So what I just told you is two of the biggest billion-dollar platforms in the world you can go check out for yourself. Now, we didn't have that. You had to get on maybe a forum. You had to kind of see what people were talking about in forums, the old school way. And those are still great math, but man, these days you can find out more about what people want and are buying than ever. And that's the first step to doing anything in any market, anywhere. I mean, even in real estate. I mean, it's just you got to find out what people want, what people are doing, what are their challenges. So my biggest challenge coming up was just trying to go through those phases. Plus, we didn't have a lot of ad networks, neither, Lo. Like, when you started back then, there was, like, this thing called MySpace, which was brand new, hot. You know, it was like, face what? And it just started up. This other little company started up, wasn't going to do too well. It's called YouTube. You know, they had a whole bunch of little bitty places that started up that just got there, but there weren't, you know, nobody even knew to get on them because we know what they're going to be.
Right.
So we really had to, you know, we had Google Ad Networks, we had Yahoo Ad Networks. We didn't have a lot as far as free and only a few networks as far as paid. Now it's ridiculous. Yeah. So those were my challenges. The traffic, finding out more and tapping into what people wanted. You know, at first I went from music and film over to niche marketing. And then Bob Proctor said, Darren, you're really good at what you do. Really cool Canadian voice. He said, Darren, you're really good. Here's what you should do. You should teach and train people. This was about 2010, love. And that's when I got in and started helping people in that internet marketing world. Mm-hmm. Then I ran out of internet marketing and stayed in the consulting world. So it was a challenge for traffic and finding out what your audience wants and being clear on that, because we didn't have that back then. So now I just want to encourage people. You have so much. It's so much easier. And just, you know, and people say, well, it's more busy. It's a lot of people. No, it actually got easier because you don't need to compete in your marketplace. All you got to do is contrast. You don't need to dominate in your marketplace. All you have to do is differentiate. So now there's an opportunity for you to get a ton of money online.
Absolutely. And I was going to this question, but since you shared that and it's so much, I want to weave it into you being known as Charles, not only the Chocolate Droid. I know one of your mentors gave
that's
you
a
that name.
Right. Yeah, right. With Frank Kern, internet marketer, one of the known internet marketers, I call it.
But charge more money. And I think that is what enticed me to you when I found you online. I still don't remember. I think it was iTunes. When you were doing your podcast, that's how I connected with you. Yeah. So with your charge more money, from what the things that you just expressed that you had to go through as far as not charging enough for those major companies, you saw in that an opportunity to teach and consult other business people and teach them how to charge more money. And that's what you did for me when I enrolled in one of your workshops. And man, look here. If I would have found you 5 years before I originally found you, I know that I probably would have been able to save thousands of dollars of just things that I was throwing out there and trying to learn. But the information that you dropped definitely changed an aspect of my business from the whole coaching and workshops perspective. And I just want to put it out there. And of course, thank you. I thanked you a lot of times, but I probably want to thank you on my show, you know, for helping me to change and increase profits in our business. So, but let's talk about charge more money. You know, you know, it's not just for online entrepreneurs. It's for anybody that has, that's in business, that has a product and service, right? Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Here's the thing I want to point out real clear. And I actually said this recently. I say this all the time, actually. It's not about, when I say charge more money, I'm not talking about just creating a high ticket coaching program or how to create a high ticket program. Those are nice things to have. But here, let me give you an example of that. Some people say, well, you know, like some of my, well, now mentors, I didn't start out with mentors, but I had some people who gave me some idea on how to do high ticket. I went on this journey, six year, six figure journey. $600,000.
Wow.
I want you to understand that number. I'm no joke.
Yep.
And when I put it together, $600,000 adds up, not just in courses or training. It's in advertising dollars. It's in VA hours. It's in everything that I did to develop high-end programs and help others do the same. Here's what I'm saying when I say charge more money. And this is what makes me different from anybody else you've ever heard talk about this. Not only my journey being unique, but the approach that I have. See, once you know what people want, you can sell them because mm-hmm. you can offer them and it actually sells itself. It's what I call the ice cream effect. When's the last time you had to do a PowerPoint presentation for kids with ice cream? Never. So right. What you have to do is bring what naturally is going to sell. Now, how do you know what people are going to buy the most? Well, this is what I call trillion-dollar luxury patterns, TLPs. In other words, do you know before you were born and our parents and even their grandparents were born, there are corporations, research firms, and even countries that have spent over $1 trillion in the last 130 years to get us to value things more. What's an example of that? Diamonds. Before 1940, nobody gave each other rings. And before 1940, rubies were considered more valuable. De Beers spent billions on diamonds. In fact, you ever heard of the term, diamonds are a girl's best friend? Or even the song, diamonds are a girl's best friend? That was sponsored by De Beers. They have been training people to understand that. Now, what does that mean to us? That means that even as a kid, your kids will tell you diamonds are valuable. They can't, right. Even if they've never seen one, or even if they're in person, or even if they don't know the price, they know it's valuable. Now, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that people like that have already been trained to buy more of certain things. They've mm-hmm. already been preconditioned, all of us, since children. What's an example of that? Well, if you get something custom made, you know it's going to cost more money. Mm-hmm. When they put the word luxury in it, you know it's going to cost more money. I can give you one word in the health food industry that means $1 trillion. Organic. Mm-hmm. It's like organic. Mic drop. Boom. Done. Right. Organic is the word out there. There's another thing. Hey, we're paying more for gas. Like when we have, we're not just paying more for gas because you complain about gas. I'm talking about people. That's why they have regular plus and Supreme. There's somebody buying Supreme. Right. You not, you know, you may not be you. You're getting regular, but if somebody buying Supreme, believe it. There are people right now because of organic and they put it in a pizza, paying over 250 to 300% more for a pizza. And mm-hmm. though you've heard me talk about this, the cupcake. My favorite, Sprinkles, $5 cupcake. They can charge crazy money for a cupcake. And when I came here to Chicago, I discovered the, when I left 13 years ago, I came back, I discovered the gourmet donut industry. They got over 12, 15 different types of shops. I know I don't even need to know this. I need to be that alone. But it's like they got shops where they charge $3 to $5 per donut for a specialty donut.
Yeah.
And they're not competing with each other because each of their brand of donuts are different. They're contrasting.
Yes.
They're differentiating. So what I'm trying to get you to understand, let's take this back into charging more money.
Mm-hmm.
People have already been trained to know if it's specialized, if it's customized, if it's luxury. There's over 30 different luxury trillion-dollar luxury patterns that are there. So what I'm saying to you is that people are already trained to give you the highest end of their money if you can offer right along the same lines of those patterns. Let me give you an example that's happening many times in your local areas. No matter what sport it is and no matter where in the country or where in the world you are,
mm-hmm.
okay? Look from this point on at your local stores, like your car dealerships. Look at your local restaurants. You will find a similarity from this point on. Every time you look at them, look at their colors and their names. It's not by coincidence that they match your local teams.
Hmm.
Where I used to live in the area where you're at, you saw plenty of blue and silver. And you saw many a cowboy. There's a cowboy chicken. There's a cowboy dealership because the cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, couldn't come in and say you can't cowboy. I mean, especially right. not in Texas. So there's a plenty of, but they're cowboy, but they're blue and silver. I'm in Chicago now. See a whole lot of navy blue and orange all over the place. It is crazy. There is a match psychologically that we're already predispositioned to pay more money for. And you can charge more money. So even if you got a pizza shop, even if you got a donut shop. Mm-hmm. I just proved him right there.
Right.
You can actually charge 300%, 500%, 1,000% more money, because if you know what they want and you know what they will pay more for, your competition can become irrelevant, because what we do is work to get you become an authority of one, somebody who's not out there trying to compete with people, but be your own person.
Yes.
That is what charging more money is about. It's one thing to do high ticket programs, mm-hmm. or high ticket things. See, understand their levels. There's the format. Formatting is what you see all the time. Well, you put together a mastermind and get some a live event and some other things. That's important, you know. Or you get some DVDs or things, and you have your own set of physical products, which means it allows you to charge premiums on it, because you can't just, you know, it's a higher perceived value.
Yes.
But when you take it to another level, you got positioning. You got people who've been part of the media. Have, you know, just like you mentioned, you know, me writing for Forbes and being on Entrepreneur and all these other places, NBC, ABC, whatever, all of these places, that's positioning. Now, people
right.
you compete with, they can get the same formats. They can develop the same format of your program. They can do the same positioning.
Mm-hmm.
But what 99.9% aren't doing is doing the same conditioning. They're not matching the same thing that people are automatically trained to
right.
pay the most money for. If you can do that, and next to no one is, not only will you differentiate, not only will you contrast, but you will own your own section in the marketplace. No one else can ever, ever compete with you.
You are absolutely right. Boy, that's powerful. Guys, I hope y'all taking notes. Make sure you rewind this. You can listen to this interview. I'll probably listen to it again a time or two. Great stuff there. Now, let me ask you this. What's your three biggest tips you want to pass on to listeners, okay, on how they can start charging more money in their businesses? Say it's a nail shop. I know you just described a lot of stuff, but what's like three little quick things? It's or an insurance agent or a plumber that's trying to maybe get more business.
Well, here's the first thing you want to do. First thing is get out of the everyone business. Stop thinking that your prices are based upon what the market will bear. That is bull crap, and I'm trying to be nice on your show. You know I got potty mouth. I'm a cussing Christian, so I say, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to say how I say it, but I'm, yeah, you know.
I know you. I got you.
You know, I'm not trying to get you kicked off any podcast, anything.
It's all
you know,
good.
No, I'm just, let me say for the record, though, I have had my podcast on there, and I've gone over the button. Nobody ever caught me in it. But the thing is that, one, get out of everyone business. Stop thinking like everybody else in your marketplace, because if you do, you're dead. If you look like everyone, you're dead. If you look mediocre, you're dead. You're in trouble. Because here's the thing. You got to begin, like I said, no more competing, contrasting, no more dominating, differentiating from everybody in your marketplace. That's going to be very powerful for you. Well, how do you do that? Well, that brings me to number two. Look at everything that people in your marketplace are doing and ask yourself if you want to do that. Let me give you an example of comparison between Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. Can I do that?
Sure.
Do I have a little more
absolutely,
time?
Yes.
Okay. Dunkin' Donuts. So here you have Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts used to laugh at them because they were the largest in the United States. Like, yeah, really? $3 coffee? Yeah, right. Give me a break. They don't even have donuts. Are you kidding? But they didn't care about donuts. It wasn't about donuts. They had pastries. So where they were charging less back then, I mean, they're charging an average of $1 something for a donut now. But back then when they started 20 years ago, it was like 50 cent a donut or something like that, right?
Right.
But the pastries were running $2-3. So they could charge more for their pastry. They wanted to get more high-end pastries. They also wanted to be different from Dunkin' Donuts because they wanted to be less of a fast food feeling, more of a laid-back, come-on-and-lay-down place. Now, why was that powerful? Because they did the college version of what McDonald's did with kids to Burger King. What they did is that McDonald's said, if we can get them as kids, we'll have McDonald's people for life. They
mm-hmm.
were right. Starbucks said, if we can get them as in the colleges, we'll have them for life. My wife, Karen, has been going to Starbucks ever since she was going to college, and she's been an accountant for 17 years. So that tells you she got 20 years plus. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell anybody.
Right.
But the thing is, she's been doing it, and that's how Starbucks got their people. So they said, they want you to come in, relax. We're going to give you free Wi-Fi. We're going to give you a customized coffee. That's what it is. It's the ability to customize coffee. Mm-hmm. Remember that word, customization.
Customization.
That means it's going to cost more money. It's already pre-patterned that way, okay?
Right.
So the whole idea is that they're going to be a difference. They're going to emphasize the quality of the coffee, the quality of the customer experience, with pastries, with being able to come in, sit down, have meetups. There, meet up and sit down, and the staff was going to be a little more friendlier too. I've noticed that between them and Dunkin' Donuts, you know, versus Dunkin' Donuts having a McDonald's and feel kind of like, "Hello, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. How may I help you?" You know, right. Starbucks got a little, you know, they got a little quirkiness to it. It's kind of like doing a drive through with Seinfeld sometimes. It's just really funny and yep. engaging.
Yep.
Now, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that if you're not going to be in everyone's business, you have to look at three of your people that you look at in your industry and figure out how can you differ from what they're doing. Starbucks did that, and honestly, you say, well, Starbucks is Starbucks. I'm not Starbucks. What if you're a small business? Let me tell you something else. Just like I said with the gourmet donuts, the little shops there,
mm-hmm.
you can do that as a independent cafe. The independent cafes are making their money low because they have signature drinks that Starbucks can't do. It won't taste like that drink at their place. If you can do signature things, you will go far. I mean, for instance, with the nail shop, you can have signature ways in which, you know, they're nails, and then they're nails for contractor guns.
Yeah.
Can you charge more for that? You bet, because they're on the job and they need certain types of nails and certain types of nail guns. If you can specialize in that, you're going to go far. What did you say, the plumber? You could do plumbing, but then you could do certain types of plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe plumbing for high rises, or maybe plumbing for specifically types of businesses that you know need it, like restaurant plumbing, they need it now. You know, this
yes.
is where it really depends on their business. What other shops? I mean, I can almost do it for any business
sure.
and tell you key things that you need to do. But the second thing you need to do is start specializing in something and differentiating. The third big thing you need to do is have the gall, the unmitigated gall, to actually put bigger prices out there
yep.
and have a pricing structure. This is another difference between me and other people. Some people want to say, well, just charge high.
Mm-hmm.
No. You want to be the luxury mall of your business. Now, when you go to the mall, you can go in there to Nordstrom's, you can go in there to any high-end place, go to Prada, and you can spend $100, $200. They have that level,
mm-hmm.
but you also have the $5,000, you know, outfits, the $2,000 shoes. You have the higher end, and then you have here. You have a pricing structure.
Right.
Why do you want to do that? It's a weird thing, but it's true. Whether you're in plumbing, whether you're in donuts, whether you're in nail shops, there are going to be people who buy at certain levels. And it's not necessarily to upsell them, neither.
Mm-hmm.
There'll always be some people who buy at the low end, at the mid end, at the high end. But I promise you this. If you have two, three high-end structures, it's going to sell your mid and low-end structures. So your 100, 500, let me put it to you in the simplest way. What's the best way to sell a $3,000 program low? Do you know?
Tell us.
Next to an $8,000 program.
Gotcha.
$3,000 don't look too bad when you got
$8,000.
That's right. When you have a $15,000, when you have a $70,000, when I'm talking to people and I'm saying, listen, I got a mentoring program that runs $3,000 a month, and that's $36,000 a year, talking to them about a program that might be $6,000 just straight up
mm-hmm.
for 90 days don't look that bad.
Right.
What you're doing in this is you're creating what I call a diverse model. So let's look back at that. One, you're going to make sure you're not in everyone's business. Two,
right.
you're going to make sure you differentiate, okay? You
yes.
contract from your marketplace. And three, you got to make sure that you have higher pricing models, because don't worry about whether they sell or not. First of all, I know they will, as long as you create the right condition, the match conditioning that
mm-hmm.
people want.
Yes.
But even if they don't, what it does is reinforce your sales for your bottom prices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oof, this is so powerful. And a lot of this stuff I learned, with you when I went through your workshop, and I kind of want to, talk about that now for people that's like, oh my God, how can I contact him? Like as soon as I, finish this podcast, talk a little bit about the products and services that you're offering and how people can connect with you, and also who you don't work with. Who are you? I definitely want you to share that.
Let me tell you. Let's start off with what I don't work with.
Okay.
Because that way, and I'll just keep it real with everybody.
Yes.
Listen, affiliate marketers, MLMs, or I call mostly little money, but basically multi-level marketers. I used to be in all those areas. I'm not hating everybody. I'm stating for people who are just working a job and then trying to get some side money, those are great ways to do things. But I'm working with people who are running businesses or starting up from the ground up, because here's the thing. You want somebody who's going to control their own online digital properties. Lo, you've heard me say that a million times.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Control your digital properties.
Yes. Because
if you don't control it, someone else will, and you don't want them changing the affiliate program and messing up your whole money. Seriously.
That's right.
It's like a second job. You don't want to do that. So I'm working with people who are in that mode. Biz op people are just trying to still find themselves. I love you, but I can't work with you because I'm looking to help people charge more money who already know what their audience, what kind of audience they want to serve and who they want to help. And that's the best type of people for me to help. And the type of people that I do work with, if you're hungry, we talked about this earlier, being hungry. If you're hungry to get there and you're willing to step up, that's going to be a very big deal. What else is out there? There's a ton of things that absolutely help you grow consistently. And I think that's I'm sorry, I'm hearing things back down. I bet you that's the... Yeah, it is. It's freaking me out. We're 50 flights up, and they have the window washers in the background.
Wow.
So it was freaking me out. I'm like, who is knocking on the window 50 free? I'm sorry, everybody, to interrupt.
It's all
but
good.
The whole, that just freaked me out completely. Like, oh my God! They were knocking on, who's that knocking on the window? Nobody. Now you remember that?
Oh yes.
So here's the thing, guys. Here's the way to work with me. I keep it real simple. As a matter of fact, I got a new page coming up too on chargemoremoney.com, where you just awesome. Go to chargemoremoney.com, and pretty soon, in fact, by the time Lo gets this out here, it'll be up there. And what I do is I just basically help you get in where you fit in. In other words, like I said, it's not about high ticket coaching or any of that stuff. It's really about, okay, what's going to serve you best, and depending on your business. I help local businesses charge more money, brick and mortar businesses, even a moving company, Lo, that came here and moved me over from Dallas all the way to Chicago. It was like, dude, we got to talk, So it's like, I'm
awesome.
Working with all sorts of different types of businesses. If you're a solopreneur and you absolutely need to start out the right way, you should reach out to me. But at the same time, the people who are already running businesses,
mm-hmm.
who are already doing things, you already got a system, you're already selling something, and you just want to know how to build higher tier programs and better position yourself. The goal is to make 100% of your competition irrelevant. Erase the irrelevancy of your competition. Because if you don't, you're in trouble. If you don't, you end up, killing off any kind of advantage that you have online. So it's important that you do that. So some people need just positioning. Like I was helping a 3D imaging guy out of Scandinavia. I can't say which country because he's one of the top people. And he was, all he needed was some better positioning
mm-hmm.
in front of these multi-million dollar architectural firms and clients. And I did. It gives you that much more heart when you know your value in the marketplace.
Oh, yes.
So there's basically charge more money online, which is something available.
Okay.
It's actually going to level 2.0. So there's that that comes in. There is the authority of one, teaching you positioning on how to become an authority of one. Not number one authority. Not an authority in your marketplace, not a number one authority, but become the only authority. And it's very easy with 3 billion people online and almost everybody in your marketplace, no matter what marketplace you're in, you know it's true. Everybody in your marketplace is copying. So if they're doing that, how can you become the original one, stand off to the side, is everybody without having to compete with anyone? How do you do that? That's authority one. Sell first, build later is something that's designed to, well, you guessed it, sell first and build later. Instead of building products, instead of product creation, what about being able to test it out first and then be able to build it later, okay? And that's a really, really big deal. In fact, the whole idea is your ability to find out what's going to sell first. The whole idea overall with charging more money is creating the conditions that allow you to do so. So that's what I do over at chargemoremoney.com and help you do it.
Oh, and he is the best. So I definitely encourage everyone to make sure you go to chargemoremoney.com. Check him out. Again, I have worked with him. He has helped my business. He just showed me a whole nother way of selling and being out in the marketplace and contrasting, if you will, and not competing. So again, Darren, thank you so much for helping me, business.
And thanks for
having me. Oh yeah, you're more than welcome. So everybody, again, make sure you go to chargemoremoney.com. Check him out. Again, Darren, thank you so much.
Yes. Hey, thank you for having me and had a great time.